Chapter 28. In those days the Philistines gathered their forces to fight against Israel. Achish said to David,
"You must understand that you and your men will accompany me in the army."
David said,
"Then you will see for yourself what your servant can do."
Achish replied,
"Very well. I will make you my bodyguard for life."
Now Samuel was dead, and all Israel had mourned for him and buried him in his own town of Ramah. Saul had expelled the mediums and spiritists from the land. The Philistines assembled and came and set up camp at Shunem, while Saul gathered all the Israelites and set up camp at Gilboa. When Saul saw the Philistine army, he was afraid. Terror filled his heart. He inquired of the Lord, but the Lord did not answer him by dreams or Urim or prophets. Saul then said to his attendants,
"Find me a woman who is a medium, so I may go and inquire of her."
"There is one in Endor,"
they said. So Saul disguised himself, putting on other clothes, and at night he and two men went to the woman.
"Consult a spirit for me,"
he said,
"and bring up for me the one I name."
But the woman said to him,
"Surely you know what Saul has done. He has cut off the mediums and spiritists from the land. Why have you set a trap for my life to bring about my death?"
Saul swore to her by the Lord,
"As surely as the Lord lives, you will not be punished for this."
Then the woman asked,
"Whom shall I bring up for you?"
"Bring up Samuel,"
he said. When the woman saw Samuel, she cried out at the top of her voice and said to Saul,
"Why have you deceived me? You are Saul."
The king said to her,
"Don't be afraid. What do you see?"
The woman said,
"I see a spirit coming up out of the ground."
"What does he look like?"
he asked.
"An old man wearing a robe is coming up,"
she said. Then Saul knew it was Samuel, and he bowed down and prostrated himself with his face to the ground. Samuel said to Saul,
"Why have you disturbed me by bringing me up?"
"I am in great distress,"
Saul said.
"The Philistines are fighting against me, and God has turned away from me. He no longer answers me, either by prophets or by dreams. So I have called on you to tell me what to do."
Samuel said,
"Why do you consult me, now that the Lord has turned away from you and become your enemy? The Lord has done what he predicted through me. The Lord has torn the kingdom out of your hands and given it to one of your neighbors, to David, because you did not obey the Lord or carry out his fierce wrath against the Amalekites. The Lord has done this to you today. The Lord will hand over both Israel and you to the Philistines, and tomorrow you and your sons will be with me. The Lord will also hand over the army of Israel to the Philistines."
Immediately, Saul fell full length on the ground, filled with fear because of Samuel's words. His strength was gone, for he had eaten nothing all that day and night. When the woman came to Saul and saw that he was greatly shaken, she said,
"Look, your maidservant has obeyed you. I took my life in my hands and did what you told me to do. Now, please listen to your servant, and let me give you some food so you may eat and have the strength to go on your way."
He refused and said,
"I will not eat."
But his men joined the woman in urging him, and he listened to them. He got up from the ground and sat on the couch. The woman had a fattened calf at the house, which she butchered at once. She took some flour, kneaded it, and baked bread without yeast. Then she set it before Saul and his men, and they ate. That same night, they got up and left. Chapter 29. The Philistines gathered all their forces at Aphek, and Israel camped by the spring in Jezreel. As the Philistine rulers marched with their units of hundreds and thousands, David and his men were marching at the rear with Achish. The commanders of the Philistines asked,
"What about these Hebrews?"
Achish replied,
"Is this not David, who was an officer of Saul, king of Israel? He has already been with me for over a year, and from the day he left Saul until now, I have found no fault in him."
But the Philistine commanders were angry with him and said,
"Send the man back, that he may return to the place you assigned him. He must not go with us into battle, or he will turn against us during the fighting. How better could he regain his master's favor than by taking the heads of our own men? Isn't this the David they sang about in their dances? Saul has slain his thousands, and David his tens of thousands."
So Achish called David and said to him,
"As surely as the Lord lives, you have been reliable, and I would be pleased to have you serve with me in the army. From the day you came to me until now, I have found no fault in you. But the rulers don't approve of you. Turn back and go in peace. Do nothing to displease the Philistine rulers.
But what have I done?
Asked David.
What have you found against your servant from the day I came to you until now? Why can't I go and fight against the enemies of my lord the king?
Achish answered,
I know that you have been as pleasing in my eyes as an angel of God. Nevertheless, the Philistine commanders have said, he must not go up with us into battle. Now get up early, along with your master's servants who have come with you, and leave in the morning as soon as it is light.
So David and his men got up early in the morning to go back to the land of the Philistines, and the Philistines went up to Jezreel. Chapter 20. One day, as he was teaching the people in the temple courts and preaching the gospel, the chief priests and the teachers of the law, together with the elders, came up to him.
Tell us by what authority you are doing these things,
they said.
Who gave you this authority?
He replied,
I will also ask you a question. Tell me, John's baptism, was it from heaven or from men?
They discussed it among themselves and said,
If we say from heaven, he will ask, Why didn't you believe him? But if we say from men, all the people will stone us, because they are persuaded that John was a prophet.
So they answered,
We don't know where it was from.
Jesus said,
Neither will I tell you by what authority I am doing these things.
He went on to tell the people this parable.
A man planted a vineyard, rented it to some farmers, and went away for a long time. At harvest time, he sent a servant to the tenants so they would give him some of the fruit of the vineyard. But the tenants beat him and sent him away empty-handed. He sent another servant, but that one also they beat and treated shamefully and sent away empty-handed. He sent still a third, and they wounded him and threw him out. Then the owner of the vineyard said, What shall I do? I will send my son, whom I love. Perhaps they will respect him. But when the tenants saw him, they talked the matter over. This is the heir, they said. Let's kill him, and the inheritance will be ours. So they threw him out of the vineyard and killed him. What then will the owner of the vineyard do to them? He will come and kill those tenants and give the vineyard to others.
When the people heard this, they said,
May this never be.
Jesus looked directly at them and asked,
Then what is the meaning of that which is written, The stone the builders rejected has become the capstone? Everyone who falls on that stone will be broken to pieces, but he on whom it falls will be crushed.